Yeah, yeah. They play with a lot of stuff, and hydrogen cells is all sorts of high tech stuff that are going on. Yeah. Now, in the Nernst equation, we've got a reduced component on the top, an oxidized component on the bottom. The trick is to figure out which is the actual reaction that's dominant that's going on in your creek. So here we're saying that if we're looking at an oxidized component turning into its corresponding reduced component, and this reduced component here being oxidized to turn into its oxidized corresponding species, we've got to pick the correct ones to make sure that we're going to calculate the correct PE for our water body. So if we find that the concentrations of the oxidized reduced couple 1 are much greater than that of oxidized reduced component 2, then this one here will actually determine the value that we would measure in that water body. So basically then you'll go out to your creek, you'll put your sample into the water, collect it, take it back to the lab, you'll analyze then for all of the species that are present, you'll pick up on the one then that's got the much higher concentration, that's redox active, and that will be the one that determines the PE. So you're picking a dominant redox couple. So a nice straightforward approximation.